Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Richard Cross, a former Republican speechwriter on the Hill and press secretary. Richard, here we are in Maryland with another governor campaign virtually underway. And I'm wondering what you think about the prospects of a Republican candidate. Do you see any of this context being favorable to someone like, and I will just mention the front runner, I think, on the Republican side,
right,
David Craig, the county executive in Harford County?
I have a lot of respect for Mr. Craig. I think he's a good candidate. Unfortunately, I don't think this is a situation in Maryland where any Republican can win statewide. And I would point to kind of two pieces of evidence. First of all, the results with the ballot initiatives in Maryland last time around, they were put forward by the Republican Party. They were advocated by the Republican Party, and they all went down hard. Secondly, I think the most interesting stat that I've seen so far in the cycle is Governor O'Malley's approval rating, which, according to Gonzalez in the most recent poll, was 48% approve, 48% disapprove. Given some of the controversial measures that went through the legislature earlier this year, I don't see the kind of second-term drag on Governor O'Malley that Governor Schaefer experienced or Governor Glendening experienced. And I think in order for someone like Mr. Craig to have a chance, Governor O'Malley would have to have a meltdown that brought his numbers into the high 30s or mid-30s.
But what about the traditional avenue for Republican candidates? Of course, there haven't been that many of them.
Right.
But, you know, if you have a weak candidate on the Democratic side, or if you have a battle royal, as we used to write, between factions in the party, that might open an avenue. Do you see that happening?
Well, the Democratic Party historically has done a good job coming together after primaries. The only times recently where it hasn't done that, I guess, seamlessly was 1966 with Agnew, with Ehrlich in 2002, and to a lesser extent with Sauerbrey in 1994. I don't see that happening. I see Anthony Brown kind of, and the polls show this, he's got a strong lead. Mr. Gansler has not come forward yet as a credible alternative given some of the news kind of disclosures we've seen.
I really can't imagine, given the sort of the political geography that you sort of sketched out here, where congressman from the first district could be such a person.
No, I think that Congressman Harris is very much of a Tea Party favorite. He's very much a conservative favorite. He's not Bob Ehrlich, who had some moderate credentials, and which is why he was able to be a credible candidate for governor. I think history has shown that anyone who runs statewide and can win on the Republican side has to be moderate to liberal Republican. There really aren't any liberal Republicans left, so the moderates have to carry the day.
Well, let me just ask you one final question here. When you're speaking to groups, mm-hmm, and I'm sure they ask you the same question, the Republican groups, what can we do? What do you tell them?
I think focus on local elections, focus on electing local candidates. And Republican Party does actually have a good bench at the local level. So there are opportunities for Republicans, but they're local and sometimes they're at legislative level.
They really do have to be patient. You can't build a bench overnight, can you?
I think it's a generational thing. The Democrats will screw up maybe once every 30 to 40 years. You hope to have good candidates in place. That's when the opportunity comes, but that's only when it comes.
Okay, Richard, thanks a lot for being with us.
Good to be here.
For Richard Cross, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.